The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday, and it is time for Boat Smart on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Boat Smart is all about boating. We are now in the summer season, and our expert on the expert panel is Stefan Schmidt with Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida as our sponsor. And you are an instructor, Marine Services instructor over at George Stone Technical College. So you are the expert this morning, Stefan.
I try to be the expert. I'm not always
are.
The expert, you know,
are.
But I always try. And
so
don't know all the answers, but I'll definitely
He definitely has most of them, I will say. And if you have a question about boating, your boat, we're going to be talking about some interesting legislation that's just happened. You can always text in your question at 850-437-1620.
That's
all right.
Right.
Here we go. I want to hear all
I'm
about
I'm standing
everything.
Up today. I usually sit down.
I know. I'm thinking, uh-oh,
so
this is going to be, he's feisty this morning.
Quick question here. Is it, are you allowed to stand up in a boat?
Ooh.
While it's underway? Interesting question, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
I was talking to a buddy of mine, and we'll talk about that this morning, a little bit about that, and go from there. I got a touchy subject today we're going to talk about and have some fun with it, you know?
Okay.
So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. Call or text 850-437-1620 is the number. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487, keymarinecenter.com. Remember, they are your Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki, Cox Engine, and MerCruiser Repower Center.
Wow.
So they can take care of all your repower needs, your services, everything. They can even come to you, to your house, to the marina.
Really?
Wherever
they'll
the
do
boat
that?
Is, yes, they can do that.
Oh,
and they
that
do minor
big,
trailer repairs as well.
That makes a big difference if they come to your house or you've got your boat stored.
Yeah. And if you don't have a trailer, they have trailers. They can accommodate you as well on many boats. So they have a lot of trailers there that they can put you on for your service. So if you have your boat stored at a high dry or at a house where you don't have a trailer,
right,
they can pick you up on their trailer, service your boat, put you back in the water, and really you don't even have to touch the boat. You don't have to bring it over. They can arrange all that for you, so they can do that as well. I don't talk about that much, but they do
that's
that.
That's a fantastic service.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Huge.
Yep. A lot of people don't have trailers for their boats, believe it or not.
Well, I believe that, and also a lot of people are a little bit maybe older or younger or not familiar with how to load a boat up and all the kind of things
all
to get
the
it
stuff,
there.
They just keep their boat in a high dry. They keep it at their house on a lift. Maybe they don't have a vehicle to tow the boat with, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they can pick you up or go come to you. Whatever it takes, Key Marine is your one-stop place for all that stuff. They're more than happy to help you out, and you can give them a call out there at 850-492-0487. I spoke with Dustin this morning. We're going to do a giveaway today.
Oh, goody.
So 850-437-1620 is our number. Jot that number down, and we will do a giveaway today. Kind of make it easy. We'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
We're going to give away a Mercury hat, a Mercury t-shirt, and a cup. I don't know what kind of cup, Meg, but I know they're giving away a cup.
Okay.
And it says
like
Mercury
fun.
On it, hopefully.
There you go.
So I've been on kind of a vacation this week. We're on a little bit of a break before we go back to summer school.
Yeah, you look annoyingly rested.
I am a little rested. I've been doing not much of anything this week.
He looks very rested and
so,
cheerful. And
you know, so I am going back on Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning, so I'm changing from nights to days, which don't always agree with me.
That's hard on
but
the
I
body.
Get up early. I get up early.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's not going to be too bad. I'll get into work at 7:30. I leave at 12:30. My students get there at 8, and they will leave at 12, so we have 4 hours a day. I have a lot of stuff planned for summer school, field trips, outings, just a bunch of learning. We'll talk about it as the 6 weeks go, right?
Yeah.
I have 6 weeks. I have more than 8 weeks or so more until we get back into regular school, right?
Right.
So doing the show, I talk a lot about what we do at school, so I have to come up with subject matter, right? So as we go into these next 6 or 8 weeks, if you have a subject you want me to talk about.
Oh, great
text
idea.
Text it into Meg. She'll say it on the air, so I have a recording of that, and I will touch on your subject. Maybe you have a question or something you want me to talk about and, you know, that to spend a little time on. More than happy to do that as well.
Well, this is the season for boating.
Yes, it
We're
is.
We're in it, it now, is. So I'm sure things will come up as you get out there.
And, oh, yeah. So oh, yeah. We went out last Sunday, and it was Memorial Day weekend against my better judgment. I never go out on Memorial Day. Or,
really?
You know, I try to stay home.
I don't know.
The weather
photos,
was perfect.
Your Facebook photos looked
we
awesome.
We met another boat out there, and we had a great time. Went over to Robinson's Island. I've never been over there to anchor up. I know where it was and everything. It's a little island on Alabama Point area. A lot of boats go to it.
Oh, okay.
So we went over there and anchored up. Actually, put in around 9 o'clock in the morning. I got video up on my YouTube channel. Panhandle Skies, SKYS, okay. That channel. I may put it on my other channel yet. But we went over there and hung out all day.
Huh.
And it was fun. And I'm going to say this, it was uneventful as far as getting mad or upset or.
Good.
The boat went in the water fine. The boat went on the dock fine. People loaded up fine. Went over there fine. Hung out fine and got back safely fine and put on a trailer.
There you go.
So when you do that, that is a good, successful
That's
boating outlet.
A plus, right? Yeah.
So that was a good time. And we really had a great day and just hanging out on the water.
Well, that is what we all dream of, right? When you get a boat, that's what you really want.
Yes, and it's not always that way. So you have to be, you know, you have to only not deal with yourself. You have to deal with others, right, on the water, like you do everywhere you go nowadays.
Right, true.
So that day, I'm going to say it was a good day. I'm going to give it an A+.
See, there, you never know. You know, the contempt prior to investigation, now Memorial Day may not be such a bad day.
It wasn't that bad. We got out there early. It was crowded, but it wasn't that bad. So I was getting entertained by other boats because, you know, I know people critique me. I critique other people in their ways to anchor and things like that. And I watched this poor man try to anchor his boat for over an hour. Couldn't get it anchored.
No.
I finally walked over. We were only in like waist high water where we were anchored. I walked over and I grabbed his anchor. Hey, mind if I help you? And I tried to get his anchor set for him and everything. And he still wasn't happy with it. So he redid it again. He must have done it 10 times. It finally got set. And another boat came in on top of him. And then he had to move again. So I was like, I think he finally gave up and left, you know.
The other thing
I was watching over there, which I watch a lot of YouTube channels, okay? And if you guys got some input on this, 850-437-1620 is the number. More than happy to take your input on this topic,
okay?
So I watch a lot of YouTube channels, so I was watching the Marine Patrol, the Alabama Marine Patrol, we were in Alabama, Sheriff's Department, helicopters, a lot of going on in that area. They had a police helicopter up.
They had
all this law enforcement in the water, which makes you feel comfortable if you're not doing anything wrong.
True.
Right?
But
sometimes it can make you feel uncomfortable if you're doing everything right. And that's kind of what I want to touch on a little bit this morning. Okay. So today's topic is my wife woke up drunk this morning.
What?
Yes. And you guys aren't going to believe this, but she did.
Uh-huh.
She failed a sobriety test this morning on our couch.
Wait, back up. I think you're leaving some details
out. So we watch a lot of videos on TV or on YouTube, right? And a lot of my videos, of course, are boating videos. We watch a lot of videos. So for some reason, I've been getting a lot of Florida fishing game videos on my feed. You know, they've been coming up because I like to watch the boat ramp stuff and all that. If you guys don't watch that stuff, you should watch it because you can learn from those, right? There's some local people that I watch where they – you know, I don't always agree with them making fun of people because some people just don't know, but some people are just, I'll say it. Some people are just idiots and that's just the way it works out, you know? So.
Well, it makes life interesting,
It does.
And humorous at times.
But, you know, it could be me that day. I could be the idiot. I'm having a bad day putting the boat on the trailer, you know, whatever. So I could be on those videos one day,
right?
We all have our moments. So you really don't know,
right?
You really don't know what the situation is, but you can learn, right? From watching these things. So I've been watching a lot of Marine Patrol type stuff and they recently are working on passing a law in the state of Florida. Governor DeSantis passed a law, and as of July 1st, the law enforcement, including Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission, are prohibited from stepping or boarding boats solely on conduct, safety, or marine type things. Okay, so they've changed the laws on this. Now, I've done some research on it, and one of the things that I was watching was the sobriety test they do.
Right.
And, you know, law enforcement can, and I love law enforcement. Don't want anybody to think I don't, because they're out there and they're taking care of people. But I think sometimes that people like me, maybe not like me, but other people would be very nervous, even if they're doing nothing wrong.
Right.
Right.
When you see that boat, that Coast Guard or that
right.
safety boat patrol boat come up, it does
come
make
up to
nervous.
You. Right. And I began wondering, okay, I'm been boating 40 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Never in my life have I ever been stopped by Marine Patrol, Coast Guard, Sheriff's Department, or anything.
Huh. Okay.
Never been boarded. Never had anything, you know, happen to me as far as that is concerned. Right.
That's good. That's a good
had
record.
A wave at me, mm-hmm. thumbs up, whatever, you know, because always courteous and stuff, you know. But I wonder what causes them to board your boat what attracts them
to make that decision? We better check
decision.
Them out.
So as I was watching the boats around Alabama Point that day, I was thinking about that because I like to think of show topics and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that,
sure.
right? And I was watching the marine boats drive around, and they were just looking.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll grab their binoculars and things like that, and they look up and they're scanning around, looking.
Right.
What are they looking for? Right.
Mm-hmm.
I began wondering about that. So when I watch the videos online, I also think about, you know, when I see them pull people over, why have they pulled somebody over
mm-hmm.
or stopped them or boarded their boat? The main reason is safety check. That's their goal. We want to do a safety check. That's their main goal for stopping a boat and boarding it. Safety check, life jackets and things like that. We
mm-hmm.
talk about that all the time on the show, right?
Right. Yeah, we did just last week. Yeah.
So that is something that they use as a reason to get on your boat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that a good reason? You would assume that unless you're doing something wrong, why do they have a reason to stop you as a
mm-hmm.
safety check, right? So that's why I think Governor DeSantis has changed this law so it's not as easy for them to board your boat or to stop you. There
just
has to be reasons.
It has to be probable cause, basically, right?
Right. Right.
So
and you asked me how I feel about these different changes, and
mm-hmm.
I like it. But as a person that's never been boarded before.
Right.
Right? You know, maybe you've been boarded several times in the season for no reason.
Hmm. And so the idea is they're doing it for equipment inspection, for safety reasons. But now if it's reckless boating,
right.
or like out, if there's a suspicion of them, you were talking about the sobriety test.
Right.
Does this law say they can still board for that reason or is
yes,
that not?
They can. They can. And they have to have probable cause, of course.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay.
And I would love for a Florida Fishing Game to come on the show.
Yeah,
their safety officer or something
yes.
one day to talk. I'm going to invite them
Let's
to
do
come
that.
On and have a few minutes of conversation to educate the boaters, right?
I think that would
because
be great.
I'm talking out of what my experience is, not what the law is. I'm not a law, you know, ignorance of the law. We talk about that
mm-hmm.
sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no reason for ignorance, but everybody's ignorant to all kinds of law. So I was talking about standing up.
Right.
My buddy actually got pulled over for standing up in a boat while it was underway.
Huh.
But
okay.
he could not find anywhere where it said it was illegal to stand up in a boat. I stand up when I drive my boat.
Right.
Because I see better. I can.
Sure.
My legs are now my shock absorbers.
Well, I see people do that
all
the time.
All kinds of reasons.
Especially the people that are piloting the boat.
Yes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But are your passengers allowed to stand up? I don't know. I have to look up that law to see. I know we stand up. We're looking for dolphin and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're standing up and doing that kind of stuff.
I only
know?
Stand up if we're stopped.
Stop.
Because my balance
passengers need to be aware. If they're standing up, we're stopped. We're going to go sometime too. So you got to be careful about that.
I'm one of those people. Once you hit that wake that comes from another boat or something, I'll be the one that would be like
right.
blank over tea kettle off the back
yeah,
end. So
yeah.
no,
we
I
can't
don't,
do that.
I don't, yeah, I need to sit down and
yeah.
stay put.
850-437-1620 is the number. Let's do a giveaway.
Okay.
Okay. I want to give away the hat, the t-shirt, and the cup.
From Mercury.
I don't know what kind of cup.
Okay.
It's a Mercury hat, t-shirt. What is Mercury's, what was I going to say?
Their logo, their statement.
Their statement. What
okay.
is their statement?
Okay.
Yeah. What is Mercury's go-to statement?
Okay.
Okay. It's
all
two
right.
words.
Two words.
Yep. Text that in, 850-437-1620. You see it on their shirts. You see it on their hats. It's two words. What is their profound statement that they say? Mercury outboards, Mercury Marine in general.
Okay. All
okay?
right. So we're going to let those. I'll be looking for those as they come in, 850-437-1620. We do have a question from a listener about what we were just talking about. Or a comment. Let's see. The Coast Guard will board the boat if the women are in bikinis.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. My son was a reservist for the Coast Guard about 10 years ago, and he said when he was out, they would make sure they stopped. Oh, my goodness. They would make sure they stopped every time for a bunch of women in bikinis.
Again. Is that a good way to get boarded?
I'm not sure that's a good way.
You know, when you if I was to get boarded, I can say I'm not going to be, I'm probably a little nervous because I don't know, are they looking for something that, you know, may not, I'm ignorant to the law, right? What is the, what do I have, not have on board that they require? Hopefully I have everything. I have a sounding device. I have life jackets. I have a throwable. I have all these things, right? Okay.
Sure.
I also know where they all are.
Right.
So you board my boat, my registration, I know where it is, all my safety gear, I know where it is. So when if they come to my boat, and they don't typically board right away, they pull up and, hey, we need to see your life jackets for every person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Need to see your fire extinguishers, need to see all this, right? So I know where everything is in my boat, so I can hand it to, I can pick it up. I would be embarrassed who I am if I didn't have everything.
Right.
Right? That would be bad.
Yeah,
right?
As a Marine Services instructor,
yes.
Probably not.
But I have
look.
Everything in one location. But I watch these videos, and I see these people fumble around, not knowing where their life jacket is, not knowing where their fire extinguisher is, and all these things. This morning, I watched a video, and the lady goes, one of the ladies, they didn't have enough life jackets, and one lady says, I don't need one.
Oops.
And I was like, wow. You know? So,
okay.
850-437-1620. What is Mercury's statement?
I think we have a winner.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Go boldly.
Go boldly. That is correct. You are a winner. So,
and
awesome.
And guess who it is that wins today? It's Ron McCurdy, and he was the one talking about bikinis.
Okay. Good job.
Way to go, Ron.
Apparently, the Coast Guard goes boldly.
Right into the bikini boats.
You have to go out to Key Marine and pick that up. We appreciate that
sure
call.
We're sending
text
out the right
morning.
Message here. I don't know. But so what does he need to do?
He needs to go out to Key Marine. Okay. He'll go out there and see Dustin, and I will text that information out there to him, and they'll be ready for you to pick that stuff
up.
So
unlike our other contests, you're not coming to the station to get your prize. You're going to go right directly
go
to Key Marine.
Go out to Key Marine out there on Bower Road.
So congratulations, Ron.
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate it. I hope a lot of people are listening to this, you know, and the bottom line is you have to be safe out there, right? I have seen a lot of videos, and not everything on YouTube, not everything on all this, social media is all 100% true, right? But the videos, sometimes they don't lie, right? So I watched several people get tested, the sobriety test that they have to do several things sitting in the boat,
right?
In the officer's boat with waves and the boat moving and all this stuff. And so many people fail. I've never seen anybody pass it. Let's put it that way.
So you said you gave it to your wife this morning on the couch
in
the living
room?
Oh, my gosh.
I was telling her to touch her nose, right? Do the nose thing. I can't even do it with my eyes open. And she failed.
Wow.
Sober, on the couch, after her first cup of coffee, failed the test.
This is probably not a good sign. Okay, we've got a comment here, very interesting, along this subject. But first of all, starts off by saying we are very courteous, too. But we did find that Alabama headed to Robinson's Beach, and we were in a no-wake zone. We were motoring slowly as usual. I sat on the edge near the back by my captain and touched my feet, toes in the water. I'm checking for depth because the water is so close, clear, and we weren't super familiar with that area. So he was going very slow. He's a stickler for no-wake means no-wake. He's got a little smiley face.
Right.
There, but says he got a ticket because my foot was in the water. The guy, the guy's a lone officer, says he was boating recklessly because of it. He has never had an issue. It really messed up his thinking. Alabama is not Florida. Be aware, boaters.
Right.
That's
borderline unsafe. I mean, and I don't want to offend anybody, but depending on the situation, and there's always two sides to every story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I see people ride the bow, and even idling along, I don't agree with that.
I've seen that too a lot.
It happens
a lot of
so quick.
Kids too.
Under the boat, the captain panics, throws the boat in reverse or something, and the next thing you know, you got major problems, especially pontoons or cat boats. You go right under toward the prop, right?
Right, right.
So a lot of things could happen in those situations. Again, I hope all the officers out on the water, safety is always their goal,
right?
Boating under the influence, BUI, is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Okay? You can hurt people really quickly, or yourself, you kill somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, you know, it's good that they test for that, but I don't agree with always the test that they do.
Right.
I wish they'd breathalyze you right there on the spot, you know? Because my wife and I talked about it, and honestly, I'm just going to tell them to take me to jail at that point because I'm not going to do the test. I'm going to be like, you know, I'm not drinking.
Right.
I'm going to fail the test.
Mm-hmm.
My wife can't even pass it on the couch. So you might as well handcuff me and take me to jail. The problem with that is is you go to jail, you do the breathalyzer, then if that's inconclusive, you have to do a blood test, you have to wait several weeks, you have to hire a lawyer, and now you have all this money dumped into this stuff. So I think that's the reason for a lot of this. But still, don't BUI, don't boat and drive. Now,
there you go.
Another question. Okay. Can you lose your license, driver's license, for boating under the influence?
Oh, that is a good question. I don't know.
In the state of Florida, you cannot.
Okay. Other but states you can?
Possibly. I didn't look at other states, but it is possible. We've got another question on there?
Well, I'm laughing because the comment came back from the same person that was talking about the toe in the water. Yes, that bow riding is definitely a no-no. Bow riding is very dangerous.
Yes, so. No doubt about it.
Okay, Stephen, let's see. Oh, here's the we heard from him last time. Stephen Smith is a gentleman and a scholar of the highest caliber, whose kindness and intelligence are surpassed only by his charm and extensive knowledge of all things boating and boat related. I hate that I missed the barbecue Friday, but Boat Smart is a welcome consolation.
I appreciate that.
Thanks for that comment.
Thank you.
Very sweet.
I love doing a show. And, you know, here I am not working this week, and I'll come into the show. I love it.
And I appreciate that you do that.
It's so much fun. And, Meg, you know I don't ever cancel unless I have to. So,
you
know, I always try to be here, and I'll be here these next few weeks as well. Because I love doing it. I like educating not only my students but the public, right? And I hope I do so.
Well, what is one of the biggest things that you see that maybe, like you talked about standing up in a boat, what are some other things like that that you could maybe share this morning, help someone be safe tomorrow when they get out on the boat or today?
A lot of times I see people fumbling with life jackets when they get searched, when they pull up. We need your life jackets. They don't know where they are.
Right.
Put them in one location. Make them easily accessible because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Right? You have to have them right there when you need them. Make sure everybody has one.
And it may sound silly, but when the people get on your boat and when you get started,
tell them
where it is.
Where they are.
Yes.
I do it every single time you get on my boat. If you are a new person on my boat, I'm going to tell you where the life jackets are, the safety equipment, the first aid, fire extinguisher, all that stuff, right?
Got another question. Okay. So what age do you have to be to drive a boat? Because I do see kids, we've seen
we
that.
We do. I'm pretty sure, I'm going to have to look it up 100%. I think if there's an adult captain on the boat, I think 16 or so, I think. Maybe a little bit, maybe 14, I don't know. Look it up, I'll have to look at that, you know.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But alone, I'm not even sure. But I will look that up and have that on the next show.
Okay,
sure.
No, it's a great question.
It is.
Very interesting.
Because you get your kids out there and you want to train them. You want to show them how to drive the boat. Hey, what if you're out there with your 13 or 14-year-old? Maybe they're not of age, but they need to know how to drive a boat. What if something happens to you?
Right.
And they have to get the boat back in case of emergency or something. It's great to have somebody else on the boat that knows how to drive.
Or be no
captain.
Question about it.
We call it captaining the boat, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That too. That's another thing if you have people on the boat. Does anybody else know how to captain the boat? That's a good question to ask. You know how to drive a boat? We had some people on the boat last Sunday. I asked, anybody know how to drive this boat? And they're like, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course my wife says, let them drive. And I said, no, I'm okay.
Yeah, no.
Nah, I'm good. I know.
No control issues there at all.
Yeah, right. I know. It's like, I like to be in control.
What do you think about pets and animals on boats?
I love it.
Because I see a lot of that too.
Gator's on my boat as much as I can get him on there, but I do have a life jacket for him.
Gator's a dog, by the way, just to clarify.
Yeah, he is a dog. He would fail that test also.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So he's on my boat. And when we have a life jacket on him, when we're on.
Do you have a life jacket for your dog?
For my dog.
See, that's what makes me nervous when I see people that don't have their dogs in jackets.
If your dog riding a bow just like a person, it worries me.
Yes.
You never know what can affect the dog, make him jump overboard and stuff. I talked to a gentleman that was on a river. He lost his dog in a river because it was in a channel or an area where there was a whirlpool of water,
oh,
and the dog jumped
no.
overboard without a life jacket. It died.
Oh,
yeah. Never found
no.
it. So,
gosh.
Yeah. I know. I'm ending on a bad note. Let's end on a good note.
A
it's
going to
be a great weekend.
Yep.
There's a parade tonight. I will be downtown at the parade. We're going to have a good time down there. We had a winner for our giveaway.
Yes.
So, end that on a good note. Everybody's going to be safe, and we're going to have a great weekend.
It's going to be gorgeous tonight.
Yes.
The cold front moving through. Take away this humidity.
Yep. So, we're going to have a good parade tonight. So, y'all come downtown and find me and say hi to me and that kind of stuff, too.
So, we need to, I think, end the show by saying, be boat smart.
That's right. Be boat smart.
There you go.
Tune in next week. I'll be here.
And how can they reach you, or how did they get in touch with you?
Yeah, to go to georgestonecollege.edu, chat feature on there, and then we'll get that chat feature to me, or you can find my cell phone number on there as well.
Okay, and where's your YouTube channel?
Oh, my YouTube channel.
Because he actually videos the show every day.
So, Boat Smart, Tricks of the Trade. I put stuff on there, so check it out.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Stefan Schmidt, Boat Smart, Key Marine Center. We appreciate you. Have a great boating weekend. Be boat smart.
I got to go home and sober up my wife.